Extremely Local News, now sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. Jen Sabella joining us from Block Club Chicago. I love this story, Jen. The Elvis Graceland Jungle Room is going on tour, and it's coming to Chicago, isn't it?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, it is. The Memphis Tourism Board is bringing Graceland to Chicago in an effort to try to increase people's tourism to Memphis. So they have a Graceland pop-up at Five Star Bar on Chicago Avenue. They've recreated Elvis's Jungle Room, which is a very mid-century modern mishmash of, mm-hmm. AstroTurf carpeting, wood paneling, I guess I would say 70s more than mid-century modern, and Hawaiian vibes. And you can go in there and drink some Elvis-themed cocktails, listen to some music, and have an Elvis-themed burger. And you could also be entered for a chance to win a trip to Graceland if you stop in.
So the Five Star Bar, 1424 West Chicago Avenue, the Jungle Room pop-up from 4 till 11 p.m., is it only 2 days? Is that it?
Yes, it is Wednesday and Thursdays only. So it'll be tonight, and then it'll be again next week.
Oh, tonight and okay, got it. All right. Well, Elvis fans, take notes. Let's talk about what's happening in Beverly, and the Hoops are coming back, aren't they? Hopefully.
Neighbors are hoping the Hoops are coming back. There is only one basketball hoop, public basketball hoop, in the entire 19th ward. It's a very large ward, so that is pretty crazy. There used to be more in the 70s. There were courts in several parks across the ward, and they were systemically removed in the late 90s and early 2000s. And many of the folks we interviewed for our story said it was racial reasons. People were saying this is bringing young black boys to the neighborhood, and they didn't want that. Since then, the neighborhood has become a lot more diverse. So people are like, let's bring our basketball hoops back. We have kids who want to play, and there's been a huge push. Jamal Cole from My Block, My Hood, My City has gone public about this, but he's kind of opened up his driveway basketball hoop to neighborhood kids because they don't really have any other options. And now folks in the neighborhood are organizing. Their alderman said he's listening, and they're willing to put some hoops back in the neighborhood. So we're hoping that undoes that really not so appealing history in the neighborhood there.
Mm-hmm. And this is interesting. One of Uptown's most prominent restaurateurs says they're closing up one of their places. Tell us about this.
This would be the eighth restaurant concept for Andy Kalish, who runs a vegan Jewish deli up in Uptown and has just opened and closed seven restaurants in the past few years. He's struggled with staffing and just getting people to come through the doors. So, it's really been a whirlwind up on Wilson Avenue. There's been a fried chicken place. There's been a Mexican restaurant, pizza place, several vegan restaurants. So now he's thinking about opening a New York bodega-styled spot where people could come in for breakfast sandwiches and coffee. We will see. His Jewish deli, Sam and Gertie's, remains open. But the rest of these restaurants have come and gone over the past 6 years.
How do you stay in that business when you have opened and closed so many places in such a short period of time? I mean, it takes a lot of fortitude to keep banging away.
Dedication.
I guess.
I don't know if I would have that, but he's sticking with it. So
it's a tough business. More on all those stories and others at blockclubchicago.org. Thanks, Jen. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.